start real quick. We, you know, first off, have a lot of respect for Coach Sprinkle and the basketball they've played here lately. And so going into this game, you know, we felt like we had to play with a great deal of physicality. And moving forward is going to be important for us. So we prepared well. It was good to see our preparation carry over. Felt like we, you know, we took a step forward tonight in some areas. And just it was a complete kind of team effort, which, you know, you love to see this time of year. But just proud of how connected we were and really for the majority of the game.
I'm going to start with the big hitter here. Do you hate free chicken? Is that something you're against?
I don't really know how I can answer that. I like free chicken. I do. But I also love the game. And we had a lot of opportunity, certainly, to do that. And in that moment, if there were maybe 34, 35 seconds on the shot clock, we would have been a different attempt on the last play. But I think you got to honor the game and your opponent in that moment. Despite your love for chicken, which I do, and I maybe do I need to like love Chick-fil-A? You know, like I don't know if I gotta. I actually do, but no, I appreciate the. Yeah, it's kind of awkward, but I appreciate the energy and stuff in there. It's, you know, hopefully everybody realizes why we didn't take an attempt on that last one.
Got to go on a 10-minute rant about Chick-fil-A.
No, it's all right. There's a lot going on. I didn't know if, like, Gary, I mean, I love Chick-fil-A. So, yeah, I don't know if I got to, like, sell that then or
right,
not. But.
Right. When Aaron's stepping out and making shots like that, just how much does that do for your offense and open up the spacing of the floor for your offense to get into things going?
It makes a big difference. And, you know, I look at our kind of forwards, again, a collective unit, right, and their efficiency was much improved from the last game. And I've talked about, as that group continues to grow, that's how we approach our ceiling. So thought those guys really did a good job. I thought our rim protection was better tonight. Like, we had a better presence in the paint defensively. But, yes, you know, I believe in his ability to make shots, especially when he has that time and space like he had tonight. And when they're confident, you know, he's got the freedom to do that because he works on it. But it helps him being, you know, he – Sean, Evan, you know, those guys combined for 10 for 13 from the floor, thinking quick math. So that's great. You know, that efficiency from that unit is really important. Devin's been consistent for us, but that efficiency out of that group's really important. He certainly led the way.
Aaron and John talked about you challenging them specifically individually at times and often. The phrase they used was something like, listen to what I'm saying, not how I'm saying it, something to that effect. How have you been on those two to try to get the best out of them as they've, you know, stepped into bigger roles as the year has gone on and looked for some of that consistency you've talked about?
Yeah, well, I think both those guys are tough, and both of those guys love the game, and I have a great relationship with both of them, and I think that allows, right, some just that allows them to be coached hard, is their willingness to – and their desire to be really good players and their competitiveness and want to win. Like, they're like, that stuff is why you can coach guys hard, and they both want to be great players. So I'm not surprised. Yeah, and there are times, by design certainly, at times, sometimes maybe the less designed, but sometimes it's by design that there's a fire and a passion required to play this game. And so those guys do it, you know. I like, it comes out in a different way. Like, you see Aaron, when Aaron's playing with passion, he's playing well, and I thought we saw that tonight. When John's playing with passion, and their passion is different, he's playing well, and he certainly had some great moments. So I love those guys, and we have a great group, a connected group, and that you can coach them tough. Really anybody in that locker room, you can coach hard. They want to be good players. They care about winning, and it's a big reason why we've grown as the season's gone on.
In your opening statement, you felt like you took a step forward in a couple areas tonight. Can you tell us some of those areas you think that you saw that?
Yeah, it felt like we took a step forward defensively, specifically rebounding. Our presence in the paint was better. Our physicality was better on the defensive side. Offensively, thought we shared it well. Thought we played with force in physicality on offense too. You know, we were able to get to the free throw line more than our opponent, which was a nice change. And, you know, we got out in transition. You know, we weren't perfect in our transition attack, certainly left some points on out there, but we got out, we played with good pace. Our pace was good in the half court. So I felt like those are the areas specifically, and just kind of in real time. We'll see. We'll go back and watch film, but in real time, that's what it felt like. We took a step forward.
Yeah, in the second half, there was a moment where Washington, I think they cut it to 16 on a few threes from their big men. But then after that, you guys kind of buckled down and I think increased the lead to like 21, 23, and then obviously 30 at the end. Well, I guess, what did it mean to kind of put the foot like on the gas and like not live up, let up? And then I guess, why did you guys do that, I guess?
Yeah, well, I think, right, when you play in this league, there's good players on every team. So when teams, you know, make tough shots, those aren't the ones that really, you know, you have to have maybe extended dialogue about. But some of our issue, like one of those specifically, was a communication error. And you know, it's like every single time we step on the floor, it is important for us to continue to grow in our execution and in our attention to detail. And no one has to play perfect, or no one's ever going to play perfect, but we want to keep striving for that. I think this team has really grown. We've gotten better at, you know, keeping our foot on the gas. We haven't done that as well as we would have liked, you know, in our last couple road games when we had a lead. But I don't think it was a lack of effort or intent. You know, there was some defensive breakdowns that led to some easy buckets in those games, and you know, we missed some looks. But I want us to be a team that is good defensively, that maybe when we're not shooting like we did tonight, like we can still find a way to build a lead. We can still find a way to maintain. So that's why, you know, we were so adamant about playing, you know, with that toughness, you know, regardless of what was happening on the offensive end on the defensive side.
Yeah, and then, I think it was the end of the first half. You guys went to like a extended like 2-2 or two, what was it, 2-2-1 zone or something like that, pressure defense. Like, I guess, is that something that was just for this game, or is that something that you could maybe implement in different games? Like, what was the thought process with that?
Yeah, we want to have that available, and we finally had a little bit of time to practice it, you know, where we had most of our guys out there. So we've been building and building confidence in that, and we want that to be available. I think it's important. You've got so much respect for the teams in this league. It's important to be able to mix up defensive coverages at times, and it can be a weapon for us, you know, if we do it right. So felt like tonight was a night we could utilize some of that.
You talked about Aaron and the front court overall, but I thought tonight was also one of the best games Sean's played this season. Talk about 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, and stayed out of foul trouble for the most part, which obviously has been a point of emphasis for him. Just what'd you see out of him tonight?
Yeah, I thought Sean did. I agree with you. I thought he played really well. I thought he kind of lived in the moment really well. And, you know, he played well because of that. He was active on the offensive glass. His rebounding numbers were, you know, significantly better than they were last time out. He finished, you know, and he had missed an easy one there at the end of the half, but it didn't affect him. You know, he came out ready to go in the second half. So he was, you know, if you kind of go back and remember before he was out for the Illinois game, he had really put together a good stretch of basketball. So I think this will be a kind of a long, hopefully, you know, he starts another good stretch like that. And it was great to see, because he practiced really well. I think that's like he had a really good practice yesterday. Best practice, you know, he's had in a while. And, you know, I don't think it's coincidence he played the way he did.
And then John, Bruce, Micah all combined for 59 points in this one. And it seems lately that at least two of those guys is consistently stepping up with that scoring production or in other areas of the floor, game in, game out. Does that sort of underscore the importance of the next evolution of this team being the front court, that you're getting that good of play consistently from your guys in the backcourt?
Yeah, they got to stay consistent, but I think that's why, you know, our ceiling is, you know, kind of relying upon our front court continuing to grow and be productive. But those guys have to say, I mean, I'd put Devin Royal, you know, in that category. And again, you know, going into today, Devin really, he hasn't had a full practice since the Nebraska game. And he went out, you know, worked really hard to get back to where he could play, and thought he did some really good things, you know. And so we kind of have these four guys right now that have been a little more consistent from a production standpoint. But I think those, you know, the difference tonight was Sean's play. It was Aaron's play. I think Evan Mahaffey has really strung together a few good games now and been active and on both sides of the ball. So I like where I was. Good to see, you know, it was good to see Quez get a couple assists, get a bucket. You know, he's felt like there's been a lid on it for him here for a little bit. So he's been working hard, and I keep telling him, like, you're due, man, you're due. And thought he played it really well tonight, played a well role. So this was a good, you know, like I said, complete game for us, you know, as far as our rotation goes, which was great to see.
Game that there's more room to grow and that the team's going to keep growing as the season goes on. And so you win by 24 tonight, but fresh off the dome, I guess, what are some areas of growth that you still want to see even after this game?
Yeah, well, I think 14 turnovers was too much. We've taken some strides lately in taking care of the ball better. I felt like Washington was going to turn us over a little bit, but there were maybe four off the top of my head that just were unnecessary and self-inflicted. So that's an area for us. I think rebounding is an area, both sides of the ball, we have to continue to grow in. But our togetherness is there. We are connected. And, you know, we did a better job protecting the paint this game. At least it felt that way. And that's another one for us. So those are some specifics that I'd like to see. It's like we haven't gotten to where, you know, we keep growing. I don't want to put a limit on where we can go, because I just feel like we can keep growing in those areas.
I think Evan had a possession in the first half where he's guarding Osipor and kind of just didn't budge an inch. He over-dribbled, ended up turning it over. You've got a couple guys that are kind of tweeners that have to guard big sometimes, him, Devin, Sean. How big is that going to be for Sunday, since we're not going to talk to you before then, when Michigan starts, you know, two guys that are seven-footers, and those three guys in particular are going to have to guard them without fouling?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the two-footers for them, they're playing so well together, you know, and they're both very different, obviously. And so it is going to take a collective effort on both of those guys, because they can hurt you in a variety of ways. They've seen a lot of different coverages, and they've been effective still. So, but, you know, this is now multiple times, you know, you rewind back to the end of the first half against Maryland, where Evan, you know, essentially one-on-one against an elite player in Derrick Queen got a stop. And so he's shown an ability to do that, and he's now getting more and more consistent with it. But it's going to take, you know, you don't stop those two guys with just the two guys involved in the action. It's going to take everybody involved, and you know, the gap principles are going to be important. But, you know, we'll be ready.
Defending Osibor, you talked about your interior defense and what you like, the physicality you guys played with. But when you talk about how much you emphasize the physicality leading into this, was that partially because of what he can do? And what did you think about how your guys manned up against him? Points?
I thought we did a good job. He's a really good player. And, you know, his usage rate is so high for them, is you know, whether it's getting to the free throw. I thought we did a really good job not fouling. You know, he's so good at getting to the free throw line. That was important. I felt like we made him play in crowds when he drove the ball. That was a really important part of our game plan. And so, you know, there was some great individual effort, certainly, but I thought we executed our game plan well collectively to try to just really, like, there's no stopping him. You know, he's such a good player. You just wanted to try to make him inefficient, try to limit some of his opportunity, and I thought we were able to do that.
There were quite a few, it felt like, highlight type of plays in this game, whether it was Evan with the back-to-back blocks on him, or Sean's block, or Micah finding Junie in the corner for the three. When you go over a game like this where there are those plays, do you highlight those specific, like, breakout type of moments. And did you hurt your shoulder pumping when Evan block got that second block? Because you were, I thought you were going to throw your arm out maybe.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. But yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times really, and we've had a consistent approach after each game, certainly celebrating the things that we do well and watching and learning from, you know, the things that we don't. And I think it's important. Effort plays, you know, one more passes, those, like, it's important to acknowledge those certainly in the moment. I clearly get excited about those, but I also think, you know, when we meet again and we reflect through film on this game, you know, it doesn't need to be all negative all the time, win or lose. It doesn't need to be all positive, right? It, like, we watch the film, we coach in truth, and we focus on opportunities to continue to get better, and we'll celebrate some of those plays. Absolutely.
It's not about Chick-fil-A. When you look forward to the Michigan game on Sunday, obviously it's going to be a game with a lot of emotion for multiple reasons. As a coach, do you go out of your way to try to like minimize like what's going on Sunday? Do you let the emotion flow? How do you kind of handle that in a game?
Yeah, I don't believe in minimizing that game in this rivalry. I don't think you need to do a lot extra. We'll certainly talk, and I think there's even an education component, right, to this game, and to make sure our guys understand the history of this game, and so. But yeah, there's no minimizing it. There's more to it, certainly in this time of year and all of that. But yeah, make no mistake, we're like, this is a rivalry game, and we'll embrace everything that comes with that. All right, guys, have a good night.